to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't believe that the president misleaded me because I have health care and it's fine. And about, you know, the people calling in or the Republicans or whatever, you know, there is, what, 99% of those people are on Social Security. So they have health care. So why would they go on this website to get health care when they have health care? And I thought it was for people that didn't have health care. So in terms of, you know, talking about misleading, then they're misleading everyone else when they call in here and say that they need health care when they already got it. I don't understand it.
There's a talk radio caller weighing in on some of the many problems with the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and that happens to be the top item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go over from top to bottom all the items that have made it into the countdown for this week, the week ending Friday, November 22nd, by the way, a week before Thanksgiving. Let's run down the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com, where you can go every day. NSA bill, number 10. Anniversary of JFK's death, number 9. Aftermath of Midwest tornadoes, number 8. Toronto mayor case, number 7. Senate's filibuster rule, number 6. Iran nuclear talks, number 5. President's approval rating, number 4. Zimmerman, number 3. Bashir, number 2. And the Obamacare discussion is number 1 again this week. And to prove the interest that is still there, here are hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft talking to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal. They discuss reports that the Obama administration knew about the glitches on the website long before the launch.
The president said that he didn't directly know about the glitches, so he's covering himself that way. And now we've got to remarket and rebrand Obamacare, which he won't even call it that anymore. All the Democrats are calling it the Affordable Care Act now. He embraced Obamacare during the debates with Mitt Romney. This thing seems to be collapsing every single day.
Here's the bottom line on this. I don't see any fix. You know, I can't, and we've been working on this at the Wall Street Journal. How do you get out of this? How do you stop 5, 6, 7 million people from going into January 1st naked without any health insurance? And I'm scratching my head. We can't figure out how to put the toothpaste back in this tube.
Well, right. I mean, Holman Jenkins writes in your paper, the Wall Street Journal today, that there's no reconciling the central redistributive scheme embedded in Obamacare with the promise that you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan.
Right.
But
it's not just, let me just, it's not
ahead.
Just that you can't keep your doctor, keep your plan. How do you get people in, what were we, about, you know, 7 weeks to the start of the new year? How do you get people with insurance? How do you deal with people who are in the middle of treatments, you know, who need surgery or something like that? Those people, I mean, I don't want to exaggerate this, but this could cause not just suffering, but could kill people. Obamacare is really bad for your health.
Yeah, and but so here's the question, though. Is Obamacare too big to fail, or is that their strategy? the reason I raised this, Marco Rubio had an op-ed in the Journal yesterday talking about risk corridors and the idea that these funds that are being created to finance insurance companies who don't receive the premium revenue they anticipate to guard against losses. So if the insurance companies can be insured against any risk of losing money, then do they go along with the White House and do you have an oligopolic insurance market that does make Obamacare effectively too big to fail?
Okay, fair point. Now I'll ask you this question. If you basically hold the insurance companies harmless so they don't have to suffer any losses, guess who does suffer the losses?
All right.
You know, the taxpayers do. So this has not only become a fiasco with respect to health care. I've been saying almost every week, the biggest lie of Obamacare is that this thing is going to pay for itself. Remember, this was supposed to lower the deficit. Now we're going to see this thing just explode in costs, add hundreds of billions to a deficit that's already $1 trillion. I mean, is that a solution? Just put, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars of new deficits?
Coming up, more on Obamacare. there when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a Lifetime Achievement Award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchen's Kristen Olson.
Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red-hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Manhattan cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red-hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I'm Doug Steff of the Talk Radio Review. Here's host Terry Miners with Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky. He says the president should never have told people they'd be able to keep their original insurance plans.
That phrase, you know, you can keep your plan, and you said yourself that it was a big mistake when he said that. And,
you know,
and
we knew that, you know, there were a lot of us who understood that certain things were not under control. I mean, his control. I mean, we know our constituents are pretty smart, and we know that they knew that in individual insurance plans, those who were in the individual market were being canceled routinely, that their benefits were being changed, that the prices were going up, and that the government doesn't have anything to do with that. But still, when the president says that and doesn't qualify it, you know, as he should have, saying there's nothing in the law that will force you to give up insurance that you like, but there's no way we can prevent insurance companies from dropping coverage, that would be misinterpreted by some. And now, obviously, there's a wholesale industry out there throwing that quote back in his face and making him look like he was being deliberately deceptive, which he clearly wasn't. I mean, those of us who, we knew what he meant, and what he meant was absolutely true, that there's nothing in the law that said that if you like the plan you have, if it's still being offered, that you can keep it. I mean, it's just kind of like saying the whole phrase about if you like your doctor, you can keep it. That was absolutely true. But if your doctor decides to retire, then, you know, the government can't force the doctor to stay in practice. And, you know, I think most people understood that. They're smart. But, you know, now it's become, that quote's become a political, it's become a political wedge, and it's not, it really doesn't relate to the ongoing issue, which is, We've got a plan that is working in many places. The Federal Exchange is not working. It's a disaster. It's getting better every day, but it's gotta make affordable quality health care available to those people in the 36 states who decided to rely on the federal government to do it.
A Republican congressman from Michigan launched the Keep Your Health Plan Act, and 39 House Democrats did cross party lines to vote with this Republican-sponsored bill. You did not. Why not?
Well, what the bill did, it did two things. One was it did exactly what the president said he was doing by executive order, was saying that if insurance companies were offering plans as of basically now, as of a month ago, that they would be allowed to continue to offer it even if it didn't meet the basic provisions of the Affordable Care Act, the minimum standards. But the Upton bill, which is the Michigan congressman, went one step further, and it said basically we're going to let insurance companies continue to sell those policies to new people forever. And so it's kind of like, this is the analogy I think is apt. You may be driving a car with no brakes, and what the Obama provision, what his action last week said was, if you've been driving a car with no brakes and you continue to and you like that, then you can continue to drive your car with no brakes. But we're not going to let you sell that same car, sell the car manufacturers to sell cars with no brakes to new people. Upton's bill said you can continue, you can sell cars with no brakes to anybody out there forever.
On CNN, Chris Freitz reports on some of the states going after insurance companies for lying to their policyholders about changes due to the Affordable Care Act.
Since the Obamacare rollout began, mailboxes across the country have been filled with bad news from insurance companies. But some insurers are getting in trouble for misleading their customers. In Kentucky, officials fined Humana after the insurer sent this letter to more than 6,500 customers. It says customers have to choose one of two options within 30 days. Either legally extend their current policy through 2014 or choose a new, more expensive policy that complies with Obamacare. The letter never mentions buying insurance through the new exchange. Kentucky Insurance Commissioner Sharon Clark calls the letter high pressure and misleading.
When you're told you got to do something in 30 days, and if you don't do it, we're going to make the choice for you. You know, that's disconcerting.
And illegal, according to Clark. She says Humana broke the law when it included a form with the letter that had not gotten the required approval from her office.
Why do you think Humana worded the letter the way they did?
I think they were interested in keeping those policyholders. And also, I think, again, it was lack of understanding of Kentucky law.
Clark fined Humana more than $65,000 and voided the letter. She required the company to send customers a correction with a full range of options. That included buying insurance from the exchange, working with a broker, or keeping their current coverage until it expires. Kentucky is not alone. In Colorado, Humana sent a renewal letter that the state insurance commissioner called threatening and incorrect. Humana was required to retract and resend the letter and apologize to its policyholders. And in Missouri, regulators are looking into whether Humana's letters broke any laws. Humana declined multiple interview requests, but in a statement to CNN said, Humana has been reaching out to our individual insurance policyholders to let them know of their full range of coverage options beginning January 1, 2014, when ACA's new insurance laws become effective.
When you're talking about a company that's a Fortune 100 company like Humana, $65,000 really doesn't seem like much of a fine. So I asked the insurance commissioner, what gives? And she told me that just to keep the fine low at $10 per letter, because she was trying to send a message. And she worried that a bigger fine would just get passed along to consumers in the form of a higher premium.
Up next, we shift our focus to Martin Bashir and George Zimmerman. That's next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These are the top talk topics of the week. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen up to number two. We're moving up from number one to number ten. The hosts from MSNBC, Martin Bashir, commenting about Sarah Palin last Friday. Here are Bill O'Reilly with Howard Kurtz talking about the refusal, seemingly, of MSNBC to do anything about Bashir after his disgusting rant about Sarah Palin.
How can they possibly do that when they've been on the air 17 years and they have a long history of vicious, vile, personal smears against conservative Americans? How can they possibly say now, after 17 years, well, we don't like it?
Well, let me just say that the culture of cable television does, in some ways, reward harsh personal attacks by all sides.
Well, let me stop you there.
Okay, stop.
On this channel, I'm not aware of that happening. Nobody has ever been suspended for doing it. I mean, once in a while it gets rough, but not very much. You go Bear, Greta, O'Reilly, Kelly, Hannity, 5 hours straight, none of those people known for personal attacks. So how can you make that comparison? CNN doesn't do it, except there's one guy who does it on CNN, and he's going to be fired soon, the guy in the 9 p.m. slot. All right, but nobody else.
Look, there are people who call guests or political targets idiots and pinheads. That's in a whole different category.
Come on.
Whole different category. Hear me out, Bill. Whole different category than this kind of bile that Martin Bashir was peddling. And interesting contrast here. You talked about Sarah Palin being the target of a lot of attacks. And just to provide a little context, she used the term slavery to describe the national debt. She made that analogy. Fine to criticize her on that. She's fair game. But to say what Bashir
did.
Yeah,
you don't do it that way. You just say she's
not. Right. And look at the contrast.
Let's just be frank here. You want to be frank, Howard? You want to be honest? Okay. Tonight? Sarah Palin won't do this program. She won't come on a program because she doesn't want to mix it up. She just wants to give a speech, and nobody gives speeches here. Okay? So she doesn't come on. We invite her on tonight. You're hers in her stead. But I don't begrudge Sarah Palin that. She can come on. She doesn't come on. She does come on. Whatever she wants to do. Okay? Fine. Wait. Okay, but there is a pattern of behavior. And it's not MSNBC, it's NBC News. They own it. They run it. Okay? They allow it.
George Zimmerman, number three on the countdown. Here's host John Phillips. Says the latest arrest shows that George Zimmerman is just plain stupid.
I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. When we were debating the George Zimmerman trial when he was up for murder for killing Trayvon Martin, I said that I don't think he should go to jail for murder because the case was made compellingly that his life was in danger. When you have your head being banged up against the sidewalk and you have someone on top of you, it's safe to assume they might beat you to death. And when that's going on, you got a right to defend yourself. That being said, I also told you that the guy had the worst judgment in the world. He's a dummy's dummy. He's a real dope. But the point is, the guy is stupid beyond belief. He didn't follow instructions, he didn't do what he was supposed to do at every step of the way, and because of his negligence, that confrontation occurred. Well, we're seeing more of that now, because he's in trouble after getting involved in a domestic dispute. I believe this is domestic violence issue number three. Three strikes and you're out, pal. We had one before the shooting, we had one with the fat wife after he got out of jail, after he was found not guilty. And then we got this new one with the new girlfriend. Either he has the worst luck in the world, or this guy is always looking for trouble. Always looking for trouble, because, I'll go back to the opening of the monologue, he's a dummy. And for Zimmerman to be in trouble time and time and time and time again, this guy is a bad apple. And he's always going to be in trouble because that's what dumb people do.
The president's approval rating and what's going on in Iran are in the focus next here on the weekly Talk Radio Review. Talk
Radio. To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Week is November 22nd, 2013. Welcome back to the second half hour of this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are working our way into number four, President's approval rating. CBS's Scott Pelley talked to political correspondent John Dickerson about the toll Obamacare is taking on the president.
A CBS News poll finds his job approval rating has fallen to an all-time low since the October 1st rollout of the health care law that he calls Obamacare. Only 37% of Americans approve of the job Mr. Obama is doing. That is down 9 points since last month. In that same time, approval of his Affordable Care Act has dropped 12 points from 43% to 31. These numbers in the poll, what strikes you?
Well, what strikes me, Scott, is that when the president has had low approval ratings numbers before, like during the debt ceiling fight in 2011, people still thought he was trustworthy. That's changing. In September of last year, CBS asked if people found the president honest and trustworthy. 60% said they did. Now only 49% do. That's in part because of his broken promise that if you had insurance that you'll you could keep it. Now, this is going to make it very hard for the president to remarket his Affordable Care Act as he says he wants to do, or to sell other items in his agenda. And this is a bruise that's going to keep getting hit because there are credibility tests to come. The president made a lot of promises about the law when he was selling it, and he's made a lot of promises about the website, and those promises have still yet to come due.
I want to ask you about something else that jumped out at us. Have a look at this. Only 7% think the health care law should stay as it is. 48% said that it needs some changes. 43% thinks it should be repealed altogether. Well, the president only has 3 years left in his term. Is the health law going to be viable?
Well, the 43% that want it ripped out, repealed, that's not too much more. It's not good for the president, but it's not too much more than that number was this summer. But that 48% that wants some changes, that explains why members of the president's party are pushing on him for some kind of modifications. Now, what kind of modifications will depend on whether the site is working by the end of the month and whether people are getting signed up in enough numbers. If they're not, there's going to be a lot more prep on him to fix it.
The talks in Iran, number five on the countdown, from affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Rick Jensen talks to military analyst Major Elliot Chodoff, who says Israel will never allow Iran to fully develop nuclear weapons.
Iran will get, they'll get the bomb
someday. I'm not convinced.
Why?
I find it very difficult to believe that a responsible Israeli government will permit Iran to get nuclear weapons.
Does the Israeli government trust that President Obama will defend them, will stand by them, if they are compelled to attack hard targets, nuclear weaponized nuclear facilities in Iran?
Okay, first of all, I don't think we're going to be hitting weaponized nuclear facilities. I think we'll be hitting facilities before they become weaponized nuclear.
Okay.
And that's the key to the point. if we wait until they go nuclear, then we're in a completely different world than where we are.
At what sort of production level are we talking about? 20%, 30%, 40% before you get to that 90% enrichment where you can actually weaponize?
I would defer that to the experts. And
well, you talk to the experts all the time.
Right. But my point is that leave the percentages for a moment,
mm-hmm.
because it doesn't really matter to a certain extent. In other words, whatever the experts, and here I'm talking about the nuclear experts, the nuclear weapons experts, and the people in the Air Force who do the planning, they've created their, I hate to use the word red lines, but they've created the final
scenario.
The scenarios.
Yeah.
Okay? And it doesn't matter what the percentages are, because they've said this is the line that we cannot let them cross. And it doesn't matter whether it's 20, 30, 50, 70, 90, those are numbers. There's a line. And the line is less than nuclear weapons. If Iran goes nuclear, then we're talking about a situation in which the likelihood of nuclear war goes up significantly. I think it's important for us to realize that Israel cannot survive a nuclear strike, and that changes the entire equation from the Israeli decision-making point of view. You know, people talk about, I read commentaries here and so-called experts. Well, America and the Soviet Union faced off for a half a century, and they had deterrence between them. So why can't Iran and Israel do the same thing? And the answer is because during the Cold War, neither side really planned to annihilate the other. They talked about the use, the not use. Neither side really wanted to. Here we have a regime, I'm talking about Iran, which has stated outright that it wants to wipe Israel off the map. By the way, they say the same thing about America.
Uh-huh.
I imagine you know that last week they had their annual Death to America Day.
Yeah.
Okay, you have Thanksgiving.
It's a big party, a lot of marching, singing, chanting, firing off Kalashnikovs, things like
right.
that.
Right.
Oh, great okay. time.
Great stuff.
Big party.
Okay. What does that tell you? And
Well, there are people who say, oh, they don't really mean it. It's just how to get the rabble all roused and everything. They don't really mean that.
Right, and that and nuclear weapons, they don't really mean that either, and ballistic missiles. If America thinks that they can only figure it out after a nuclear weapon goes off, that's way, way too late in the game.
Up next, filibusters, Toronto, and the Tornadoes, all on their way here in the Talk Radio Review Room. The Countdown Show continues.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Betty Crocker Test Kitchen experts have their spoon on the pulse of the most delicious trends this holiday season, making home for the holidays even more memorable. I'm Jennifer Nahn. For 90 years, Betty Crocker has been the expert in baking and holiday entertaining. The Betty Crocker Kitchen experts search coast to coast for the top 10 red hot holiday trends and recipes. Everything from deconstructed desserts to unexpected mashups, copycat candy, to a fresh take on fruitcake. This year's trends offer surprising takes on traditional favorites. Senior food editor for Betty Crocker Kitchens, Kristen Olson.
Whether you're having a party or just enjoying time with loved ones, our red hot holiday trends and recipes make it easy for you to create memorable holidays at home. You can shake up some cherry jam Hatton cocktails with homemade cherry jam, whip up an elegant appetizer for entertaining, or spend a fun afternoon making cookie trees and holiday memories with your kids.
Get inspired by Betty Crocker's 10 red hot holiday trends and recipes, perfect for any occasion, crowd, or craving. Visit BettyCrocker.com/redhot.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand, firmly, for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Moving back to the hot hits and talk radio, I'm Doug Steffen. At number 6 on the countdown this week, the Senate filibuster rule. Here's host John Thompson talking to Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana about the reason behind the Senate's vote to change the rule.
I need to ask you about the nuclear option vote.
Sure.
Senate. A, what was your vote on that? And B, what do you think this tells us about the future of the operations of the U.S. Senate?
Well, here's what I think it tells you about the future of the operation. I voted to move forward with some of these votes, and it wasn't a Republican vote or a Democrat vote because the rules are the same for either party, whoever happens to have the majority at the time. But we need to get work done. I came here to do things, and we have had nominees waiting hundreds of days to get confirmed. And during that time, there's nobody running these agencies, nobody in charge. There are judgeships that are going unfilled. And so what I'm trying to do is what I was hired to do, which is do the work of the nation.
In the future, perhaps the Republicans have the majority in the Senate. Democrats may no longer have the ability to slow things down when they prefer to. Is that a concern to you?
The rules are the same, would be the same for either Republicans or Democrats. And I want to make sure that whoever is president has a chance. We have advise and consent, but it is not advise and stop everything. And so Chuck Hagel, the first defense secretary ever to be filibustered. And what I'm trying to do is, if a Republican president is in 2016, that my job is to try to make sure that they're successful as well, because whoever our president is, if they're successful, our nation tends to be successful. And my goal is to try to make our country stronger. I'm not worrying about the politics of this thing, but we just can't have a situation where nobody ever even gets a vote.
The Toronto mayor case is number 7 on the countdown. Here are hosts Bob Miller and Terry Travis sharing how the late-night comedians have been enjoying the bizarre story of the mayor of Toronto.
The hosts have turned their attention full throttle, and haven't we all, to Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Toronto Mayor Rob Ford. He's very popular here in the United States. I hope our Canadian friends know that. But one of the many funny things about these interviews he's been doing is he likes to shift the focus onto his weight as if that's his main problem. And he has a very consistent way of doing that.
I am training every day. I'm in a gym for 2 hours every day. I'm dealing with a trainer every day. We're working out.
If I'm sitting here across from you 5 months from now, what will I be looking at?
You'll look at someone who's 30 pounds at least lighter. I have a weight issue. I've been training every day. Give me 5 or 6 months. And if they don't see a difference, I'll leave my words.
If you don't see a difference in the next 4 or 5 months, then you know what? I have to eat my words.
If you don't see a new Rob Ford a few pounds lighter, a couple of inches bigger on my arms and chest in about 5 months, then I'll eat my words.
Well, I'm going to be working out. If I'm not down at 30, 40 pounds in the next 6 months, then I can eat my words.
He will eat his words and many, many other things. He's the...
He's the best.
Now, although they don't celebrate Thanksgiving the same way we do in Canada, they have their own version of the turducken. You know what the turducken is? Well, see, up in Canada, the turducken is a crack rock stuffed inside a bottle of booze, stuffed inside the mayor of Toronto. That's how it's.
Well, one day Rob Ford took a good look around and said, "Government red tape is destroying our town. I'll run for mayor and get T.O. back on track as soon as I get drunk and smoke a pipe full of crack. Popeye has finished making strong. Hulk bulked up, someone did him wrong. Batman had Robin, Lone Ranger had Tonto. But I'm the drunk driving crack smoking mayor of Toronto."
Very, very good.
That was Daughtry there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Daughtry on Jimmy Kimmel.
Fantastic. Oh, man.
Just fantastic.
And they rhymed with Toronto. That's not easy to do.
You know what I love, though, is the fact that this guy, this Rob Ford guy, and then who's this congressman? We got a congressman now that he's going to go before some Senate panel there or something. He got caught with cocaine and all that. And they both said the same thing. I said, "Well, you know, I got so drunk it made me do coke."
Not a really good excuse.
Well, I guess you're off the hook then, aren't you?
Number 8 on the countdown, the aftermath of the Midwest tornadoes. Host Scott Sands talking to Amanda Aldridge from the Red Cross about relief efforts going on as the Midwest digs out.
How much damage have you seen? How many people have been affected from what you've been able to tell?
Sure. Well, we've actually helped a couple hundred families. The largest hit areas in our community is Cloverdale. That's in Putnam County. And we provided more than 230 meals yesterday, and that continues. We'll provide lunch. I guess it's already after lunchtime. Lunch and dinner today. And then we'll continue as long as there is a need. And then in Lucas and Wood County, there were quite a few different areas. Jerry City, North Baltimore, Oregon, Perrysburg, and Perrysburg Township. We have provided temporary shelter for 50 people, 25 adults and kids, last night, and then we actually opened up a shelter at Cedar Creek in Perrysburg yesterday evening. At this point, the shelter in Perrysburg and the one that's down in Cloverdale both are on standby. So we have heard, knock on wood, that power should be restored by midnight. So if that happens, then hopefully people can be in their homes and we will have to provide shelter for them.
Have you been out to personally survey the damage from the storms?
I have not. I have been frantically trying to communicate the information to everyone and make sure that people know where they can go for help, how they can help, and what they need. So, no, I have not had the chance yet, but I have heard that, especially the Cloverdale area, that a lot of the communities really were affected. And I've seen so many of the tremendous photos, too, from our team that's out responding and our volunteers who are out in the field. And I know that, you know, it's very emotional for them, too. It's a very difficult time, I think, for a lot of families. Like you said, they're missing valuable belongings and you know, a lot of situations, especially with tornadoes, their fields covered with lots and lots and lots of items, and it's multiple families and photos and clothing and everything you can think of that's in your house. If you took it and shook it and threw it and mixed it with a bunch of other people, that's your whole life.
Cloverdale, and the number is 1-800-RED-CROSS. Can you earmark your donation stays here in the U.S. or
absolutely,
or stays here in Northwest Ohio, or will it go into a general pool?
So, well, we always honor the donor intent, so it's completely up to them. If you say you want your donation to go to disaster relief, then those funds will be spent locally. Every dollar in is every dollar. The first dollar in is the first dollar out. So we will use all the funds here locally, and then if for some reason, let's say that we have a disaster that's so large that we can't afford to pay for it, then the national organization will help us supplement that. And that's the same thing throughout the country. So we will always support our community first.
People always want to help out by donating blankets or food or coats and clothing and things like that. But really, the Red Cross says that the best thing that you can do is donate a couple of bucks, $5, $10, $20, whatever you can spare, is a much more efficient use of resources for the Red Cross rather than trying to collect actual items to distribute to people who need them.
Absolutely. I think efficient is definitely the key word there, because it takes a lot of time and money to process those donations, and a lot of times the things that people can provide isn't necessarily what the family needs. You know, to be able to rebuild a home, 3 cases of water isn't really going to help them with that. But if you provide a donation, then that can be spent on the need that they have at that time.
Up next, JFK and the NSA, not necessarily together, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 9 on the countdown, the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Host Jack Harris talking to James Tague, the only person beside JFK and Governor Connally who was wounded during the shooting in Dallas.
I was not even aware until now that somebody else had been wounded. Tell us what happened.
Well, what had happened is J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI tried to hide the fact that there was a mass shot that had hit the street. And he did. Next June 5th of 64, I read in the paper where the Warren Commission had were through with their investigation and were now going to write the report. And after reading that, I said, my goodness, they're not even going to mention that mass shot. So I raised my hand. So happened that a young reporter named Jim Lair, he heard about me. He was a Cub reporter for the Old Times Herald in Dallas. Interviewed me. I told him what had happened. I was there and everywhere. He put it on the wire services, asked him not to use my name, and he said he wouldn't. But anyway, about an hour later, he called me back and said, well, I'm going to have to use your name because the Warren Commission and others call want to know who you are. I said, well, just don't put my name in the Dallas paper. He didn't. So wound up, the Warren Commission figured out, well, that sure enough, there was a missed shot. There was a James Tag, and there was a one of the bullets that had hit the street, had threw debris in James Tag's face, me, and causing a minor injury. And it was a minor injury, nothing serious. And so I was finally called to testify on July the 23rd, 1964. After I testified, they knew they had a problem. So to cover the problem, they came up with what is now known as the magic bullet.
Mm.
And that is that one bullet went through Kennedy and Connally both. Did not happen. Impossibility. But that's what the Warren Commission came up with to cover the missed shot.
Number 10 item on the countdown, the NSA bill. host Al Malmberg talking to national security analyst Ryan Morrow about the NSA's history of complete mismanagement.
The National Security Agency is reporting its own violations of surveillance rules to a U.S. intelligence court and promised additional safety measures to prevent similar missteps over and over again. That's according to more than 1,000 pages of newly declassified files about the government, the federal government's controversial program of collecting every American's phone records during the past 7 years. Let me ask you something. Can we believe anything that the NSA says at this point?
I think you should always be skeptical of anything any government agency says, but at the same time, you should be skeptical of the media, of Edward Snowden, of all the reports that you're getting, because throughout this whole NSA debate, there's been very little facts, very little primary documents to go by, and so there's just been a lot of political rhetoric, but now we actually do have primary source documents that we can use, such as the fact that in 2009, the intelligence court judge that oversees what the NSA is doing just really blasted the agency for mismanagement and not having proper oversight of what they were doing.
Can average Americans, do we have any reason to be concerned if we're not involved in illegal activity? Should we really care?
Well, you should care just because it's about government efficiency and there's always the slippery slope argument. But is there a primary source document even in this ruling that shows that your average American is having their phone records scooped up, stored somewhere, and then having an analyst go through it? There's really no evidence of that. And what's been disheartening for me to see is the fact that instead of having a meaningful conversation about how to reform oversight of the NSA and the intelligence community, the type of conversation we need, it's been focused so much on overblown political rhetoric because of Edward Snowden's exaggerations and the media that conversation has been delayed and the Americans' perception is of what's actually happening is flawed.
Were phone calls being listened in on or just the records monitored?
Well, we know for a fact that the records are in the possession of the NSA, but then there's restrictions on what they can go through and when and all of that. As for the actual abuses in the 2009 ruling, we're not exactly sure because that's still classified, but the declassified documents indicate that there was information that was improperly accessed, but that was because of things like typographical errors, and the reason we know about it is because the NSA records it when an error happens and then submits it to the intelligence court judge. So it's not entirely, it's not like the NSA is just this rogue agency and then we busted them.
Recapping the hot hits this week, the NSA bill, Rand Paul's bill number 10, 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy, number 9, aftermath of the Midwest tornadoes, number 8, Toronto and its mayor, number 7, Senate and its filibuster rule, number 6, Iran and its nuclear talks, number 5, the president and his approval ratings, number 4, George Zimmerman and his arrest, number 3, Martin Bashir and his comments about Sarah Palin, number 2, and Obamacare, number 1 item on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.